Welcome to Have You Heard. Have You Heard is a weekly discussion with musicians and people that just love music, where we get to ask you, hey, have you heard? Each week, Richard Dole and Matthew Altizer will discuss their favorite music or the music other musicians and artists simply couldn't live without. Find and explore new favorite music you didn't know you loved with hosts Richard Dole and Matthew Altizer. Welcome to Have You Heard. Well, good evening, and you're welcome. Before we begin, I just have to say you're welcome for, you're lucky you tuned in tonight, because it's going to be a really, we're sliding into some new areas tonight. Matthew Altizer, what do you think about that?
Yeah, okay. Sliding, I like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, usually I play trombone music when you're not here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But tonight we're going to play trombone music and you are here.
Yeah. You're preparing me for the summer. That's with the big trombone festival happening.
Oh, that's right. We're going to, we're going to have lots of people that are coming in town for the International Trombone Festival on.
Mm-hmm.
And, who knows? We might even, who knows what's going to happen? Maybe we'll go up there and record. Maybe somebody, you know, will contact me back and we can figure something out. Who knows? There's all sorts of things in the air, Matthew. All sorts of things. And, you know, so one, but, you know, let's just get that. We're going to just, well, I was going to use another trombone reference, but I'm not going to. We're just going to get people ready to go here. For potential trombone saturation this summer. But right now we're just going to focus on one particular trombonist and one particular gig. And that gig is happening this Sunday at the Jazz Kitchen. And that trombonist his name is John Fedchuk.
He might have the best mustache out of all trombone players I've ever known or seen or heard.
Well, you know, you could be right, but I will show you a picture of the president of the International Trombone Association.
Mm-hmm. It's been a lifelong dream to see a photo of the president of the International Trombone Association.
Mm-hmm. He's a Dutch bass trombonist, and he has quite the mustache as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I look forward to seeing that.
Yeah. Well, John Fedchuk, he's going to be at the Jazz Kitchen, like I said, this Sunday. Let's just get all that information out. It's a 7 o'clock show. For more information, you can go to thejazzkitchen.com, or you can follow John on his Facebook page, johnfedchuk.com. It's JohnFedchuk. And John is based in New York, and he's a really amazing player. He's been playing professionally for, I don't know, let me do some math here.
His biography says over 3 decades.
Yeah, over 3 decades, almost 4 decades. He's played and arranged for the Woody Herman Orchestra. He plays all over New York. And, you know, he's a really nice guy. And actually, in a little bit here, in about, I don't know, don't set your watches to it, but in about 25 minutes, you'll be able to hear an interview that I was able to do with John. He's on the road, and actually, he just got back from the road. He's before he goes back out again, and he's bringing his New York sextet right here to Indianapolis, and it's a killing band. We have some recordings of that band playing, and also some earlier stuff that he recorded, but man, it's really great. And it's really fun to talk to a trombone player and, you know, somebody as famous in the trombone world, at least, as John Fedchuk, and kind of, you know, hear what he does on a daily, weekly basis and how he pieces together a living, but in New York and not here or anywhere else. So happy to have him here. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me ask you, since you're a trombone player.
True.
You know, is Fedchuk one of the guys that you really kind of gravitate to on, you know, creating your own sound and your own voice within the jazz world? Or is he someone that you enjoy from afar, but you don't really see him as a, I'll say mentor, I guess, but that's probably not the word that I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, I do know what you mean. He's definitely somebody that I respect, and okay. It's stuff that, you know, John has really great facility. And I think I've talked about this before on earlier shows, and it's just one of those things where, you know, I was really getting into early, not early, but, you know, 30s, 40s, big band trombone playing. So Lawrence Brown comes to mind, a lot of Duke Ellington players, and of course, J.J. Johnson, although he was more bebop era. And I was kind of getting into that side of things. And then as Fedchuk was gaining more and more popularity, so some of it kind of missed me in the beginning in my more influential phases. But okay. Somebody like John and John Fedchuk, John Allrad, people like that, who whenever I hear them, I'm like, oh man, this is really good, and this is something to aspire to. What I really like about John and most of the players that I like that are active today is that they are playing from such a compositional standpoint. And especially, we're going to play a lot of music from his sextet. So trombone, trumpet, saxophone, tenor sax in particular. But his soloing, I mean, his writing is very... compositionally based, but his improvisation is in particularly to my ear, I hear that it's not just trombone trick, lick, 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 trombone trick. I mean, he's weaving a melody. It's fast and it's high, you know, but his recordings are very, and it's well out of my physical range and technical ability. But it's very pleasant to listen to. And I'm looking forward to hearing him live at the Jazz Kitchen on Sunday. I think it's going to be a real treat to be able to be that close to him and just hear the sound right there.
Cool.
Yeah. Well,
let's listen to some music.
Okay, that's a good idea. Let's see. From his album, Hit the Bricks. Let's see, this is a great album. This is not exactly the same band that he's going to be bringing to the Jazz Kitchen. It's from 2000, and it has Rufus Reed on bass, Alan Farnham on piano, who will be with him at the Jazz Kitchen. But the other two people filling out the horn section on this recording was Scott Wenholt on trumpet and just somebody you might know named Chris Potter on tenor sax.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So that's pretty nice. So maybe we could hit a couple of these tracks here. From the album Hit the Bricks, we're going to listen to Hit the Bricks and Moon Alley. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
2000 album Hit the Bricks by John Fetchuk. That was Hit the Bricks and Moon Alley. I am Matthew Altizer.
And I'm Richard Dole.
You're listening to Have You Heard right here on WICR 88.7 in Indianapolis. Thanks for checking us out tonight. We got some great trombone music happening.
It's true. We're listening to the music of John Fetchuk. And the previous two tracks were from Hit the Bricks, and those were Sextet, the same instrumentation he's bringing to the Jazz Kitchen. But I thought maybe we'd play something a little bit newer. It's a quartet, the John Fetchuk quartet, because there's only four of them. It's a great album, and this is a really wonderful tune that shows off his wonderful dexterity on the trombone, and it's called The Third Degree. Well, since we've been listening to the music of John Fedchuk and his New York Sextet, and they will be playing at the Jazz Kitchen on Sunday, February 24th for a 7 p.m. show, why not talk with John Fedchuk? I mean, he is a trombone player, and as all of our listeners know, I prefer to talk to and have trombone players on the show because they're just a better people. So, John, thank you for joining me on Have You Heard, and how's it going?
Things are good. Nice to be on the show, Rich.
Yeah, we're very glad to have you, and I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me. For those of our listeners that are not a trombone stalking people, I mean, you know, they know that the trombone is there, but they're not so into it to track down everything that you've done. Can you give us a little bit of your history? Like where did you grow up? How did you get into playing the jazz trombone?
Well, I grew up outside of Cleveland, Ohio, in the suburbs of Cleveland, Ohio, and just kind of slowly got exposed to it through, you know, school music organizations, the jazz band in the high school, and I had an uncle who gave me some old big band records, and, you know, kind of one thing led to another to kind of got me interested in the music, but I never really thought of it as being something more than something from the past until I actually heard some of the groups that were touring in the time I was in high school. And that really inspired me to pursue jazz a little more seriously. Mm-hmm. One of the main influences was when Irby Green's records came out. Those were pretty inspiring to me as a trombonist. And then Woody Herman brought his band to my high school and had some great trombone players in the band at that time. And you know, just got really interested in the fact that they were doing music that was not just from the swing era. It was new music as well. Mm-hmm. So I kind of fell in love with it in my, you know, mid to late teens.
Cool. What was, how did your career go from an interest to when you realized, hey, this could be something I could do for the rest of my life? Or did you just wake up one day and say, hey, I've been doing this for 25 years. How did that happen?
Well, I mean, when I was in high school, I thought, well, I'd like to go on into music. Mm-hmm. And jazz was something that always interested me, but I never really thought of it as being something I could have a career at doing. So I entered college as a music education major. But during that time, they started a jazz degree, and I was involved in the jazz ensembles and things like that. And just the more I started practicing it, the more I thought, well, maybe there's something I could do with jazz. And eventually I got into the graduate jazz program at Eastman School of Music, which was, you know, pretty serious, in-depth study of everything. And it was there I made the connections that got me my first gig with Woody Herman in 1980.
Cool. Wow. How long were you with the Herd?
I traveled with Woody for 7 years. Wow. And started out just playing in the band. And about 2 years into that time, I started doing some writing. And eventually I became his musical director and chief arranger. So, you know, each step of the way, I got a little more interested in all the different aspects of jazz, which all kind of served to help me create a career in New York.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been based in New York?
I've been in New York for, it'll be 32 years this June.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah. That's so awesome. quite a while. Yeah.
So, just a side question. What is your theory behind, because you think of all the really great arrangers and through the big band era and beyond, and people that every time I look at a chart and it's like, oh, who is this guy? And ends up being a trombone player. Why is it that trombone players make such great arrangers?
Well, I think there's a couple reasons that I think. One is that I really kind of believe that it's kind of a curse and a blessing at the same time, is that the learning curve on the trombone is much steeper than with a lot of instruments, just because of the kind of abstract nature of playing the slide and there's no keys, and it's hard to get around quickly, and it's hard to change registers. So the learning curve is much more difficult. So if you start getting involved in improvisation, the only way a trombonist can survive is to be more in touch with creating good melodies. Mm-hmm. And so that goes hand in hand with writing. I think that's number one. Number two, I think the fact that the trombones are situated right in the center of the orchestra, in the jazz band, you're actually able to hear all the parts and how they kind of fit together a little more easily than someone in the back row or in the front row or over to the side. You can get a sense of what everybody's doing and how they all fit together. Mm-hmm. That, for me, helped kind of inform how I wanted to create the music. I mean, obviously everyone listens to the music, but to actually listen to it and then hear it from inside out, you get a little more perspective as to how some of the great charts were constructed and what made them great. So, and that's another one. And then this thirdly, I think trombone players have to make a living. And, you know, ever since the advent of bebop, unless J.J. Johnson was in the band, no one was hiring trombone players. So you had to find another way to make things work. So the standard front line of horns changed at that point to trumpet and saxophone.
Right.
And even to this day, it's not as commonplace to have a trombonist in a small group unless it's led by a trombonist.
Right.
So that's another reason we also become band leaders.
That's right. That's right. So how long has this particular band that you're bringing to the Jazz Kitchen on Sunday, February 24th, the John Fedchuk New York Sextet, how long has that been in service?
Well, I think probably about I think the first gig we did as a sextet, and the first recording I did with a similar style group with a couple different changes in personnel was recorded in 2000. So we're looking at, 19 years now with much of the same personnel. And our first actual gig was a couple years after that. So it's pretty long-lived at this point.
Mm-hmm. And are you writing mostly originals? Or are you doing arrangements of standards?
It's kind of a mix. There's probably 50-50. Mm-hmm. But the standards are kind of maybe updated, reimagined versions of the standards. So they're not just, playing heads out of a lead sheet or something like that. It's a little more imaginatively driven for the standards. And then the original tunes are all kind of, all the music is kind of based in formats that everyone feels, comfortable stretching out on. It's a group that I try to encourage as much freedom as possible. So it's not a lot of tightly constructed parameters for the soloists or anything. It kind of leaves things open for people to be themselves.
Right, right. And who are you bringing with you to Indianapolis on this tour?
Well, this particular group's going to have a really fantastic trumpeter by the name of Mike Rodriguez. He's been in New York for quite some time now, and he's been touring with Kenny Barron and Chick Corea and people like that. Mm-hmm. Really fantastic trumpet player. Tom Christensen will be on tenor saxophone. And Tom, I've known Tom since the mid-80s when I was at Eastman finishing up my degree. He was there, and he's a fantastic tenor player. Dennis McCrell is playing drums, who's, most well-known for playing with the Count Basie band in the 80s, but he also was the first drummer to inherit the chair in the Thad Jones Mel Lewis, the Mel Lewis Jazz Orchestra after Mel Lewis passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And has done touring with Hank Jones and other, fantastic players. Alan Farnham is playing piano, and Alan's had really great solo piano career for years on several labels, and he's worked with people like Tom Harrell and Joe Lovano and people like that. And Alan is also in my big band. The bass player is normally David Fink is my bass player. This time around, it is Dick Sarpala, who is the number one guy in my big band. And we just happened to be touring with my big band around the same time as this gig. So we'll be in Chicago the night before we hit Indianapolis, playing at the Elmhurst Jazz Festival with the big cool. band.
Nice, nice.
So just all worked out perfectly.
Great, great. I'm glad you brought up your big band, because that seems to, you know, still be a palette that many people go back to and still, you know, keep alive. And we have several jazz orchestra big bands around here in Indianapolis that play pretty regularly. And other than the, I guess the, if you just take out the money issue, the cost effectiveness of it, is that, I mean, is big band still the most viable artistic release for you in terms of writing and playing and sustainability?
Well, for myself, it's a combination of things, but the big band itself is probably the most viable option for exploring different colors and in composition and arranging. So that's something that's always been high on my list. Yeah, there's a lot of big bands all across the country and actually all around the world that are popping up, and it's probably a more healthy time than ever with creative big band music. And it's kind of different than in the swing era when it was more popular music based. Mm-hmm. Now a lot of the bands that pop up, especially in New York, there's dozens of bands by really creative writers doing some really interesting things.
Yeah. What is, if you could describe just like what the things you do in New York, and what's your typical weekly, monthly gig schedule looking like?
Well, the cool thing is there's no typical, because just because of what I do. When I first moved to New York, I did anything and everything to make a buck, you know, to break into the scene and create a network of contacts. But as time went on, I kind of stayed focused on what I wanted to do, which was jazz. And as those opportunities increased, I started letting go of some of the other things that were purely work for hire or, you know, non-creative type playing. So mainly what I do is performing and writing, and you know, I'll also do clinics, traveling around doing clinics. Matter of fact, the day after we play the Jazz Kitchen, I'm going to be visiting Ball State in Muncie to speak with their jazz students there. So I do that quite a bit throughout the school year, visiting schools, taking my music to different orchestras, different jazz orchestras, to perform my music with myself as a soloist in front. I just got back from Washington, D.C., where I was performing with the Airmen of Note, which is the premier jazz band of the Air Force, and you know, travel around to colleges and universities throughout the year as well.
Excellent. That sounds like a fun career.
Yeah, it is. And like I said, it's always different. One week I could be playing a concert with a big band, the next week I could be playing in a club with a small group, the next week I could be doing a clinic at a school, or at home writing. So it's a nice way to kind of keep everything fresh, because it's not the same all the time. You don't get into a, you know, kind of a routine that you get tired of. Every week is a little bit different.
That's right. I just actually this last week I had a conversation with trumpet player, sorry to bring a trumpet player into this conversation, but Ronnie Rahm, and mm-hmm. He said the worst day playing the trumpet is better than the best day having a gig in an office, or something along those lines.
Well, yeah, I mean, in general, it's like the old saying, if you do what you love, you don't never work a day in your life. That's kind of the way I feel. I mean, for all I do, I think the real work for me is just, you know, the logistics, you know, setting up mm-hmm. flights and hotels and, you know, all the busy work that's involved. But the actual performing and writing and, you know, anything I do, you know, for jazz and my career in jazz is always enjoyable.
Yes. Well, and it's enjoyable for us to listen to, and I appreciate you bringing the music here to Indianapolis. And again, we're looking forward to seeing you on Sunday, February 24th at the Jazz Kitchen, 7 p.m. show. And for more information, you can go to johnfedchock.com. That's J-O-H-N-F-E-D-C-H-O-C-K.com. And for tickets and all that good stuff, you can find it at thejazzkitchen.com. John, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to talk with me, and look forward to seeing and hearing you at the Jazz Kitchen.
Thanks, Rich, and we'll see you there.
All right. That was a fun little interview I was able to do with John Fedchuk earlier this week while he was on the road. I'm Rich Dole.
I'm Matthew Altizer. And this is Have You Heard on 88.7 WICR. If you want to reach out to us and tell us what you think of John Fedchuk and any other trombone players out there, you can find us on Facebook at Have You Heard Jazz. You can shoot us an email, which Rich looks at every day. At hyhjazz@gmail.com. And check our website out, where we have some of our past shows up and running at haveyouheardjazz.com.
That's all very true. I think we're going to end with another sextet, John Fedchuk, New York Jazz Sextet. This is the group that he's actually bringing to the Jazz Kitchen. It's Mike Rodriguez on trumpet, Tom Christensen on tenor sax, Dennis Mackerel on drums, Alan Farnham on piano, and Dick Sarpala on bass, and of course, John Fedchuk on the trombone. And this is a tune from the album Live at the Red Sea Jazz Festival. It's wonderful. It's called This Just In. Thank you.
Thank you. Have You Heard is recorded and produced by Richard Dole and Matthew Altizer in the studios of WICR. The theme music is by Brent Wallerab from the BWJO album, Mezzanine. Feel free to follow us on Facebook.com/HaveYouHeardJazz and do join us next Wednesday for another exciting installment of Have You Heard?